From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Donald Trump's attorneys have unsuccessfully pushed for a mistrial during the testimony of porn actor Stormy Daniels at his criminal hush money trial in New York. The porn star claimed she met Mr. Trump in 2006 at a Lake Tahoe celebrity golf outing. She said what happened led to a $130,000 hush money payment 10 years later during the presidential campaign. At the courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
She testified in graphic detail about having sex with Trump. And as she did, Trump nudging his lawyer, repeatedly urging her to intervene. And she did, strongly objecting again and again. Even Judge Mershon at one point calling the level of detail just unnecessary. Later adding, there are some things that would have been better left unsaid.
Mr. Trump denies the allegations. An update on the federal judge presiding over Donald Trump's classified documents case. From ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Despite a lengthy list of pretrial issues in the classified documents case, Judge Eileen Cannon had left a May 20th start date on the calendar. So now she's scrapped it, the delay indefinite. One central unresolved issue is how classified evidence will be used in the case. This backlog of procedural issues means the case probably won't get started before the November election.
Polls have closed in Indiana, where ABC News projects that Democrat President Biden and Republican Donald Trump will win their respective presidential contests. And ABC News projects that Mike Braun will win the Indiana Republican governor's primary. Braun was the Trump-endorsed candidate in the crowded six-way primary. Valerie McCray is projected to win the Indiana Democratic Senate primary. Hard to imagine how anybody could have survived, says Oklahoma's governor, after looking at one of the hundreds of homes destroyed by yesterday's tornado in Barnstow. A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio through this evening. You're listening to ABC News. Apple's trying to turn around iPad sales, which are down 16% over the year. ABC's Mike Dubusky says the company is rolling out a new feature.
For the first time, the top-end iPad Pro will come with an OLED screen, ditching the mini LED and LCD screen seen on previous models. They also get a thinner design and Apple's latest M4 processor. The mid-range iPad Air also got a refresh with a faster processor and a bigger 13-inch model.
New York's attorney general filing this lawsuit.
New York State says the anti-abortion group Heartbeat International and 11 self-professed pro-life pregnancy centers are committing fraud. They're using false and misleading statements to advertise an unproven treatment that they claim can reverse medication abortions. Attorney General Letitia James says abortions cannot be reversed, and what these crisis pregnancy defendants are spreading is dangerous misinformation. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Louisiana's legislature has until June 3rd to pass a new congressional election map. That mandate comes from a panel of federal judges who recently threw out a map that gave Louisiana a second mostly black district. If lawmakers don't meet the deadline, judges will impose a map on the state. This June, actor, activist, and fashion icon Billy Porter will be honored with the 2024 Isabel Stevenson Tony Award for his contributions to the LGBTQ+ communities. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.